Right now, we're going to lighten up for a little bit. All right.
Yeah.
One of our sponsors, again, an event. I cannot wait for this event to be here. The Happy Valley Comic Convention or Comic Con on February 28 and March 1. You've already probably heard some commercials about it and so on. And so we welcome back to our microphone. I'm going to do my best, Chris Berman. Tom, Home on the Range.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're
the homer.
Because you can sing it.
Yes. Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Where seldom is
heard a discouraging word.
Unless you live in State College over the last 2 days.
Yeah, apparently you were in the stadium.
Why? What happened?
Let's move on, Tom. let's please move on. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Getting excited. This is going to be the best Comic-Con ever.
Well, it's definitely going to be the biggest.
Yes, yes. What? We now are renting the whole building. So instead of 50,000 square feet of fun, it's now 100,000 square feet of fun.
Well, that's nearly doubling the fun.
Nearly doubling?
I think that's getting close. I'm never really
take out the calculator, buddy. Take out the calculator.
It's darn close, I'm pretty sure.
It's double. Yes, yes. We're renting the other side,
that's
too.
That's amazing.
So, and we have some great celebrities coming. We have more and more vendors coming. It's really becoming the in thing to do during the winter months up here.
All the cool kids are going to be there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You could come and see that hockey game and just stay for another month and see me.
Why not?
That would be great.
Okay, that would be an interesting strategy. All right.
Heck yeah.
What? First off, for folks who have no idea, Happy Valley Comic Con, they have no idea what that means. What is this thing?
Well, it's a convention, but it's, I mean, I guess the official name is the Patton Township Happy Valley Comic and Collectibles Convention.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Got to put in the Patton Township because they've been very, very supportive of us. And we do comics and collectibles because a lot of times if you just use the word comic, they think, oh, I don't like comic books. But we're going to have more than comic books. We have Magic the Gathering. We have sports cards. We have Pokemon cards. We have Yu-Gi-Oh! We have cosplayers. We have, like, it's like, it's a comic convention, but it's, what do you call that when it's modern day, not hip hop, it's pop culture. There we go. It's
right.
Pop culture. It's anything and everything.
Was just going with wide ranging.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah,
boring.
Home on the Range. Okay, wide ranging.
Wide ranging. Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. I don't think you did it on purpose.
No.
I think it was just
pure luck.
He's a wrestler.
Very rarely do good things for me happen on purpose.
How long have you been doing this now, Tom?
Believe it or not, this is our fourth year, and we've basically have tripled in the amount of people coming attendance-wise, and then as the great one mentioned, we doubled in size.
I knew it was close. I knew you were
dead on, man. You were dead on.
He's not a math major, but it's okay. So it's only been 4 years, really?
Believe
I thought
it
went longer than that.
No, we started in 22.
Okay.
So it's 22. We had about 2,000 attendees. And then 23, we had 4,500 attendees. And then last year, we had a little bit over 6,000. And we're shooting for 8,000, at least 8,000 this year.
Okay, all right.
We have a lot of support from a lot of local businesses, so that's really great. You guys are supporting us. The Nittany Sports Cards, Nittany Plus, is supporting us. Comic Cove is supporting us. Happy Valley Brewing. And, of course, our major guy is Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. They really are supporting us with funds. We had a grant that lets us advertise. And so if you go down 322 and see billboards, Happy Valley Adventure Bureau gave us the funds to do the billboards,
cool,
to do the buses going, the CATA buses going through.
So with all of this, you feel like you can overcome our support.
It's
looking promising.
You guys are like the speed bump of a highway.
Believe me. Don't I know it.
No, but we're doing the best we can.
I think you've got a shot at it.
Oh, I think he's nailed us. We're the speed bump. Okay.
The speed bump of
very nice.
Penn State.
Now, this is the Nittany Valley Sports Center, which
yes,
is out near State College Airport. Was that the plan, to get the whole building?
Eventually. But they actually approached us saying, hey, could you take over the whole building this upcoming year? mostly because if we take half the building, they have programming on the other half of building. Mm-hmm. And then their staff is split between trying to support two different groups coming on at the same time. So they said, hey, would you guys be willing? We were thinking, you know how you make a blueprint and a plan, a five-year plan. We were thinking year five or six, maybe expanding, also getting bigger stars, but we actually got bigger stars now.
I see where this is going. So we started with half of the building. Now we're getting the entire building. Next year, we conquer the world.
Soon enough. You're skipping some steps. We have to conquer Pennsylvania. Have you ever played Risk?
You can't
go too fast. You got to start with your little.
I always lost.
Man,
military history is not his thing.
Always go with Risk, boys and girls. Always go for Australia. Australia first, because there's only one way in. You protect that way in, and then you just grow your armies. Take over the world.
I tried to get Guam. Guam was always my...
Guam.
Yes! Everybody's like, all right, you got Guam. I'm like, yes, I did! And then...
Oh, we're going to Fiji. Okay, here we go. All right, enough of that. I'm trying... I'm blanking here. There was just a Comic-Con somewhere last week... 2 weeks ago?
Are you talking about New York Comic Con?
Is that the one? It was
the
New York.
The biggest, largest
that
comic convention.
That little thing.
That old thing. We'll be surpassing them never.
They're not running out the center, though, are they?
No, they're not.
I mean,
yeah, they have the...
They're doing what they can.
The Jacob Javits Center.
Okay, what I'm trying to get across. These things happen all year long, I guess, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nonstop. We kind of started off usually in the winter time, unless you're south, there's not too many conventions going on. Like we start the season up here in the north with that last weekend in February. And then after that, it's like bam, 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 bam. New York Comic Con's large. I used to actually set up at New York Comic Con. It's crazy.
Really?
And it is crazy. The first year I was just like, this is insane. Wall to wall people. I actually went into my booth in a corner to calm down and shelter in place, so to speak, because it was a madhouse.
Huh.
And it's hard to get in. My problem is I like Penn State Homecoming, and Comic-Con's always in October. New York Comic-Con's always in October. Penn State's Homecoming is almost always in October, and maybe once every two or three years they overlap. And I always choose the blue and white over New York Comic Con.
Good for you.
Ding, 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 ding.
There we go. Now, lots of activities, lots of things going on. Special guests and speakers. Let's talk about the special guests and speakers, because when you told me who your headliner is, I about melted on the floor. All right.
Picking up pieces. I see pieces.
Yeah, right over there.
There he is, over there in the corner.
Okay, yeah.
Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica fame, as well as Lucifer. She was Lucifer's mom. And she actually was just recently in a movie. It's called Primitive War. It's an Australian movie, but we're hoping to be able to show that at the State Theater. But we are very, very fortunate to have gotten her. Actually, we almost had Jonathan Frakes. He was ready to sign with us, but it turned out there's a Star Trek cruise the week before our convention, and there was no way he could get down off the cruise ship and up to our convention. But he did say...
Next year.
Shh. Be quiet. Say it in a low voice. It's a secret. Next year.
Okay.
He wants to be part of the convention.
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
But we are still so phenomenally pleased that Trisha Helfer is coming. I mean, she's a knockout.
Oh.
A very talented actress. Very, very happy to have her. And then we also have voice actors from Yu-Gi-Oh! We also have a voice actor from Dragon Ball Z and a voice actor from Pokemon. And then we have Trisha Coco, Tracy Coco, excuse me. And she was in Star Trek The Next Generation. So she was in Star Trek Next Generation and also...
Several of them, yeah.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine. She's the only character to wear every single colored uniform during the series.
Is that
so she
right?
She moved up, yes, and then sometimes she was here. She was kind of like...
That's a pretty cool...
She was like the number one extra. That sounds weird. She rarely ever spoke. I don't think she did speak, But if Picard's listening to music, you know, a concert, she was Picard's guest. Or when they said, okay, everyone line up, she was the first one in the lineup. So she played different characters, but and each character had a different uniform, and she was always there.
That is wild.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to the website, you can look under her and click on a video. Someone compiled a video of all of her appearances on Next Generation.
That's
phenomenal. And just put them right after each other. Cool. It is. It truly is. So I'm excited about her, and we have still more coming.
All right.
Can't officially say anything because no contracts are signed.
Oops. All right. Don't want to do that.
Oh, that reminds me. Forget about that Jonathan Frakes thing. He hasn't signed anything.
Yeah.
We didn't hear anything.
We know nothing.
I know nothing. I hear nothing.
Oh, gone.
There we go. But Trisha Helfer, the sexiest Cylon ever.
You can't say that on the
yes,
video.
Yes, you can.
I don't think so. The ACC or the
Scott, you are SEC? So
super SEC, yeah, the Southeast SEC. Conference. Yeah.
Yes, they say no to that kind of stuff, I think.
Oh, man, I want to meet her. Oh.
Well,
I didn't even notice that. I noticed her wonderful mind.
Cricket. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to have to get a video of Trisha up on our little screen right here.
Oh, and then he'll notice.
He'll change his tune real fast, all right?
Well, you can. I'm just about her mind. You guys and your superficial ways.
I mean, you can meet her. You have autographs. They're going to cost like $50 for her. And then also a selfie, if you want to take a selfie with her. It's another 50 or both. It would be 80. I believe she reduces it to 80. Or if you want a professional photo, so we're bringing a professional photographer with a different background, you can get up to 4 people in with a picture for her for $70. And then it will be printed out there, and then she could sign it, you know, if you wanted it signed. Of course, the autograph will cost $50, but... it's not too bad compared to some people out there. I mean, you go to some conventions, oh, it's $200, $300 for an autograph. Oh, Mark Hamill?
Oh, my.
Mark Hamill,
wow.
Any of the I don't want to say A-listers because that's insulting, you know, but there are people that charge a boatload of money for autographs and selfies and pictures. She is more in the reasonable. I know people are probably listening. It's like, $50. It's like,
yeah.
Guys, you haven't been to a convention.
Yeah.
Go and check out some other conventions and see how much they cost. And she's reasonable.
Now, you're going to have costume contests again. And
absolutely.
I've never dressed up. When I have gone, I just, you know, but I'm walking around, I'm seeing people in Star Wars garb.
Oh, yeah, the 501st.
Some Star Trek stuff. Anime is.
Anime is huge in this area.
I'm assuming these are Penn State students because they look awfully young and they're dressed up in anime with girls with short skirts and long legs.
There
and
he goes again. Holy mackerel.
You notice,
superficial. Superficial.
Okay, stop it.
Please, I have to work with this.
But there's a ton of anime. Kids, I mean, young people just show up in anime and
yes.
There are contests. They can win prizes.
They can win prizes. We have 3 different categories. There's the 12 and under, there's the 12 to 17-year-olds, and then 18 and over. And we have 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. The older ones are on the Sunday one because, you know, we want people to have time to get their costumes together and things like that. But and they win con cash. So you get first place. Here's $100 that you can spend throughout the convention. So you can buy anything you want for the $100 in con cash. Some people give monetary money, but as a past vendor, I always hated that. It's like they take the $100 and then they go to Dunkin' Donuts for coffee and donuts. Why not make it so, hey, you can buy something cool from one of the vendors? And the vendors seem to really enjoy that that concept that, hey, we're keeping the money inside the building.
Love it. All right.
So, yeah, they have a fun time. But there's plenty of people that don't even do the costume contest. They're just showing up. And we're very fortunate to have Penn State's Alliance of Heroic Hearts. That's the cosplay student organization on Penn State's campus. They helped us out with the parade. Did you guys see the parade? Penn State had a parade Friday night.
Like a week ago? Okay.
Yeah, Friday. What? What?
I was otherwise occupied as...
You on a Friday night?
Yeah,
what do you got going on?
Just a little state high football, roll into another victory.
Little football game a couple blocks away. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I get it. All okay. Right.
Now, I was buzzing that night, though, I will say that.
It was, I was.
Good heavens.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, when they announced, okay, here's the homecoming parade, and then, hey, they announced the there was a concert at the Bryce Jordan Center. There was an ice hockey game. State College High School was playing football in
Women's
town.
Volleyball had a big match.
Yeah. It was just like
bonkers.
Anyone going to be at the parade? But I got to say, the parade, I think, was larger this year than last year.
Yeah, I heard from a couple of folks that did go that it was, yeah.
I was impressive, and people liked it. We had Chewbacca walking down on the parade route.
There you go.
We had someone dressed up as Batman, someone dressed up as Princess Peach from the Mario Brothers game. Okay. Bowser. Bowser was number one. Now, like people screamed, Bowser! He was number one. Number two was Spider-Man. We had someone dressed up as Spider-Man. And number three, by my surprise, was Chewbacca and tied with Princess Peach, I'd say, for popularity.
Yeah.
But Chewbacca's awesome. He'll be at the Comic-Con, as well as all those other guys will be at the Comic-Con, too. And like I said, they just dress up. They're not there for contests. They're just there for pictures.
Just having fun.
Having fun.
Very cool. Now, according to Jeff, you've doubled the space for the adventure.
I think they got close
this year.
Yeah, we got really close, going from 50,000 to 100,000.
Right, but you're looking for more vendors.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I don't want to. If we just doubled the amount of vendors, the vendors that have been with me for 3 or 4 years, if we don't double the attendance, they make less money. And it's not fair to them. They've been there. So even though we doubled the space, we're only increasing vendors by about 30%.
All right.
Because I want to make sure that, I mean, it's
yeah.
You need celebrities, you need attendees, you need vendors. You know, I don't want to, as a past vendor, or I still vend sometimes, I don't want that to happen. So we open up, there's an AstroTurf section. That's where the cosplayers like the 501st Stormtroopers will be set up, or the Jedi training will be on that side. Instead of having the game room, we'll have a game area, so card games will be going on over there. That's where we'll do the photographs and things like that. So we're kind of moving some things over there and expanding that space, the fun stuff, so to speak. So I respect the vendors. I don't want my feedback from the vendors to be like, you doubled the space, I made nothing. You know, I get it. I do get it. Like I said, we had not planned this. It was like, please do this for us. And we're like, they gave us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Okay, yeah, very nice.
Now,
any kind of vendor, I can recall, like, I think it was last year, somebody from Western PA, they had a big, giant fudge stand.
Yep.
They had all kinds of, like, specially made fudges and stuff. So vendors don't necessarily have to be sci-fi or something.
Not totally. I mean, I'd like sci-fi adjacent, but when it comes to food, I mean, there are some people that make, you know, Yoda cookies or this, that, or something like that. But, like, we just said yes to a gourmet popcorn person will be there. We had someone who set up last year. He made mead, different flavored meads.
Oh, yeah.
He sold out. He was like, when can I sign up for this year? He did very, very well. X-Men Brewery will be there. So we do have that, and that gives me the option. Any food, I have to go to the Nittany Valley Sports Center and say, hey, is it okay? Because they don't want to compete. Or I don't want my vendors to compete with their sales. But they've been very, very open saying, yeah, that should be okay. That should be okay. But, yeah, we have 3D printed people. We have crochet people that did very, very well. We had someone that had, like, miniature trees, and they sold out. I don't get it.
Trees?
Yeah, like Mr. Miyagi, the origami, or no, that's the paper thing. The tree.
Oh, like Japanese little trees.
Yeah, Japanese little trees.
Okay, whatever.
There's a name for it.
Yes,
staff. Look that up, somebody.
Okay.
Do it. have your staff look that
staff,
up.
Staff, get on that, would you please?
That would
so much work on keeping our signals.
That would be us.
Also, if we could do something about the phone. Never mind.
Yeah. But, so it's, and that's what we want. Like, there's some Comic-Cons that are just pure comics. And that's fine. You know, if you're a comic book dealer, you just want the pure comics and comic book artists, and we're going to have plenty of comic book artists. And then there's Comic Cons that are just like a Funko Pop toy convention more than anything else. And then there are animation conventions. We're trying to get everybody. We're trying to have something for everyone that's out there.
Bonsai trees.
The bonsai!
Thank you.
There you go.
Bonsai!
Okay, fight. There we go. All right, finally.
Good job, staff. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you both have Dunkin' drinks. That must be a theme. Okay.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
All right, now, Tom, this sounds a little expensive if I wanted to go attend. This sounds pretty pricey.
$1 million. Oh,
but, no,
but it's well worth
it. I mean,
I just need one to show up. Please, just one
guest. Yeah.
No, it's actually not too bad. I mean, tickets are online and they're cheaper right now. And if you buy the ticket, you get a free pin. But at the door, it's going to be $20 for Saturday, $15 for Sunday, or if you do a 2-day pass, it's $30. Take about 10% off if you buy the tickets online. Now, I mean, obviously there's processing and all this other stuff, so I don't, $17.35 I think is the official number, but once you get said and done with the tolls, it'll be under $20 for Saturday. And, you know, buy a two-day ticket. Children 6 and under are free on Saturday. 10 and under on Sunday are free.
Wow.
So we're trying to make Sunday a family day. Like I said, you can buy the tickets online, and everyone who buys a ticket online, we make collector pins every year, and we have a brand new one coming out. I just put it up on Facebook. It's a great circular thing. We actually had vendors say, can we get those too? And it's like, it's a special for attendees, but I'll see. You give me $1 million?
I'll give
you two of the pins. But
your
so we try and promote people to buy tickets online because they're cheaper, and you get a gift. And then on top of that, we'll probably have a special early entry. So you pay a little extra to come in earlier, but you also get last year we had a free Nightwing comic, an exclusive simply for it, and we're trying to do an exclusive. It's just talking to Marvel and DC and, hey, you have to buy this many, and what comic is going to be out in February?
All right.
So it's exciting.
What's the website?
It's www.happyvalleycomiccon.com. That's www.happyvalleycomiccon.com. That was my radio voice.
That was very well
That's
done.
Not bad.
Why, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Do I have a future in it?
And tickets are on sale right now.
Absolutely. You can go to happyvalleycomiccon.com, go on the ticket navigation button, and ba-bam. Right there and then, you could say, I want these tickets, and I'll take you to the website to buy tickets.
Best prices are right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Get on it right now. Stop listening to this radio.
No.
Get up.
No.
What?
No.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Well, you can do both. You can multitask.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai! That's what I just did. So, Tom, this is great. Congratulations. I mean, this is a fun event, and let's see, October, November, December, January. That's like 4 months off.
It's hard to believe. Four months.
Need those 4 months to go by fast. So
they will. They will. And I mean, now comes crunch time. Okay, how many tables? How much this? How much that? Sound system, stage, blah, blah, blah. Now's the, oh, my gosh, why are we doing this? But it's an awesome. It all comes together. It's like having a huge party once a year.
You're doing it because Tricia Helfer's coming. Is she going to wear the dress that she wore in Galactica?
Superficial. Superficial.
Okay, let's move on.
Will she share her deepest thoughts? That's what I want to know. I just want to know, is she willing to just talk?
Well, I think that's one of the panels. There's the Battlestar Galactica sexy panel, and then there's the Meaning of Life panel that we're adding in later
on.
That's
what I'm all about.
I figured you'd want to go to that one.
I don't know why we have to put up with this.
I'll go to the first one. Hey, Tom, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I really appreciate all your support, too. Thank you, guys, so much.